to during the conversation. Here we are. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Maybe a little bit anxious? Trust me, I've been there. And today I want to offer some coaching and some advice for when you are actually having the conversation. But before we dive into this audio empowerment, I want to be really sure that you have a concrete date set for the conversation you need to have. Now, I'm not talking next month or next year or sometime in the future when you get around to it. I'm talking really about more like today, tomorrow, or next week. Because trust me, you'll really want to listen to this audio as close to when you're actually going to have the hard conversation as possible. Okay? So let's get started. Now I want you to recognize that you've done a lot of work to get to this point. So let yourself take some deep breaths and recognize all that it's taken to get to this point. It's really okay to feel pretty damn good about yourself right now. I know I would. Let yourself be solidly right here in the moment. Now I want you to ask yourself, who am I going to be during this conversation? And let's talk about what I mean by that. Thinking back and reflecting on the intention you set is really important here. But of course, as with any conversation or dialogue, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Remember that your true wisdom lies within your body and your breath and truly having an open heart during this conversation. And one of the best parts about having a hard conversation is that the more you have them, the easier it gets to tap into that deeper place of knowing. You know that place, right in your gut. By now, you already know what your intention for the conversation is. Whether that's fearlessness, clear communication, or the capacity to stand up for yourself, or something else altogether, fill in the blank here with your own thoughts. Now take that intention and combine it with your truth-telling. Now let's talk a little bit about truth-telling. Truth-telling is the backbone of the work we do at Women for One. It isn't about changing someone else's mind or guarding your position defensively, aka, this is my truth, I'm standing in it no matter what you say or do. I know I've heard that before. It's really about coming to the conversation with an open heart and mind and having the true willingness to be present in the moment. Trust me when I say nothing is more powerful than your presence for both you and the other person. Now, we've all heard of this word presence, and to me, it's really not that complicated. Sometimes it's more complicated to do than to understand for me. Being present means really being in the moment with a sense of compassion for yourself and curiosity about what's happening both internally inside yourself and externally with the other person. It might sound simple, like I said, but it truly is a lifelong practice because most of us have a knee-jerk reaction to getting out of the present moment, especially when we are anxious or we are in fear. But let's be clear. Keeping an open heart doesn't mean you don't hold boundaries for yourself, and it doesn't mean you let the other person walk all over you. I want you to remember, a hard conversation is about the win-win. We spoke about that in the first audio empowerment, and it's so important to remember as you enter into this conversation. It's really about getting to a deeper level of truth and communication. And more than anything, it's about listening to both what is said and what might remain unsaid. So it all starts with this. Instead of starting your conversation with defensiveness, just listen to the other person. Ask them how they feel. Let them know what you observed and really check in to see if that's accurate. And at the same time, listen inside yourself to what's showing up at a deeper level. Remember, you can return to and engage with your own breath at any time during the conversation. The breath is so important when you're nervous. Also, check in with the other person. And maybe take time to share what's coming up for you, if it feels appropriate. There's no one-size-fits-all in these hard conversations. Now, at this point, you might be saying to me, at the recording, but they're in the wrong. Why the hell would I want to listen to them? Well, Ever notice that this way of seeing things never really seems to get us anywhere? I know it hasn't for me. Instead, it keeps us in a state of constant opposition, where we never really get the chance to see eye to eye or at least attempt to understand what's going on for that other person. When we truth tell and listen, we change the dynamics of the relationship. And in turn, that changes us and the other person. Truth telling and listening also help us to stop projecting blame and wrongdoing on someone else by coming back to our own values and taking accountability for ourselves. I love that word accountability. It's so important in hard conversations. So this means that instead of demanding that the other person change, maybe we start to admit our part in the situation and take responsibility for both our actions and our feelings. Truth-telling and listening really go hand in hand, because they're the two things that help us to slow down and be discerning with the words we use to communicate with the other person. But on the same note, you're going to want to be really careful about not just vomiting details and reading them your list of grievances. Trust me, I know about this from trial and error. Before I'm ready to speak my truth, I always check in with the three criteria, which I'm paraphrasing from the great philosopher Socrates, the three questions: is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? I love these questions, and I always pay attention to what I'm about to say and how it makes me feel. If something feels off, instead of just blurting it out, I take this as a hint that I need to readjust what I want to say. But I want to be clear here. Truth-telling and listening aren't just things we do for the other person during a hard conversation. First and foremost, we do them for ourselves. If you stop to think about it, this concept is extremely empowering because it means we don't just depend on the other person to give us what we want to experience. We actually give that to ourselves. We give the lessons, the truth-telling, and the experience to ourselves. For example, instead of expecting the other person's compassion and approval, we give it to ourselves through continually checking in and speaking our truth when it feels right. Really listening to what our gut says. But if you take just one thing away from this audio, just one, I want it to be this. During your conversation, repeat the words slow down. Slow your breath down. Slow your words down. Slow your thinking down. No one can listen if she's constantly trying to talk and make her point over and over again. And how exhausting. We reach truly deeper insights when we give ourselves the space to be with what is happening, without feeling that need to fix things or jump straight to a resolution. Remember that silence is not bad. Actually, it's a great time to check in with yourself and to check in with the other person. In fact, I would recommend if things ever feel like they're starting to get really heated, feel free to encourage both of you to slow down and breathe. But more than anything, be really open to learning from this conversation. Try and free yourself from any agendas and allow your conversation to take you to places you didn't even know you needed to go. This can be so powerful for everyone involved. And when you feel ready, let the conversation come to a natural completion. You may want to set a time limit. That could be a ground rule that we spoke about before. And you could do that in advance, or when you feel you're done, you can complete the conversation. Maybe you both need to step away and think about things for a while. Whatever the case, try not to end the conversation very abruptly or with anger. Also, let the other person know if you have any specific requests for moving forward and ask them if they have any. It's really great if you can thank the other person for their time and energy and for everything it took them to have this conversation with you. Acknowledge to them that the conversation obviously wasn't easy and that you really honor them and their presence here. Try and do this no matter how the conversation goes. It's really important. It sets that groundwork for different future interactions. Yes, even if things felt shaky in this conversation, it really does help in the future. And please don't worry if you walk away feeling like you haven't found the right resolution yet. Most of the time, you don't. It's not about getting it right, and keep saying that to yourself. You'll have plenty of opportunities in the future to follow up with this other person. In fact, I want to tell you that it's really important to keep coming back to these conversations over and over again, which we'll discuss in the next audio empowerment. But for now, remember that you have everything you need to prepare for this hard conversation. Good luck. Remember, I'm here for you, rooting for you all the way, and you can always email me at info@womenforone.com. You've got this.